नमाम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पुष्टाय भूतले श्रीमति भक्ति वरंत स्वामिनी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निवशेष शून्यवारी भस्क चाने हंसकोपटुभ्यूपूर पतितना पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवयो नमो नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
The Lord is Sananda, which means the only word personality
to whom one can fully surrender, because he is full of all offences. If anyone actually wants relief, the best course is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is also described here as Saddhama Vidam Bhavishtam. This indicates that all transcendental occupations, the best occupation, this indicates that all transcendental occupations, the best occupation is eternal love and service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharma is sometimes translated as religion, but that is not exactly the meaning. Dharma actually means that which one cannot give up, that which is inseparable from oneself. The warmth of fire is inseparable from fire. Therefore, warmth is called Dharma, or nature of fire. Similarly, Saddhama means eternal occupation. That eternal occupation is engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The purpose of the Pure Dev's Sankhya philosophy is to propagate pure, uncontaminated devotional service, and therefore is addressed here as the most important personality amongst those who know the transcendental occupation of the Divine Entity. Translation. Devahuti continued, I have taken shelter in your lotus feet, because you are the only person of whom to take shelter. You are the axe which can cut the tree and endure existence. I therefore offer my basis unto you. You are the greatest of all transcendentalists, and I inquire from you as to the relationship between man and woman, and between spirit and matter. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks to Arjuna on so many different topics of knowledge, explaining Kali Yoga and Jnana Yoga, and goes through in very detail how the living entity can once again become untangled from the material nature. We give up this illusion that I'm actually the enjoyer. Pointing out that the cause of all difficulty in this world is that each person is to become the enjoyer. And when you have such a situation, there can be no peacefulness. How is it possible? There's peace in the spiritual world because there's one enjoyer and everyone else is endeavoring to satisfy his senses. But here, the idea is that we can all be the enjoyer and everyone should try to satisfy us. So Krishna very carefully points out to Arjuna all the different aspects of knowledge, how the material nature is working, how everyone in this world is simply a thief. So Prabhupada points out, the sun is shining every day. It's giving light, it's giving heat. But how many of you are paying the bill to the sun that you're providing every day? Light and heat, and take them for free. That light and heat. But it isn't for free. As long as we're just taking air from Vayu and taking water from Indra, it's all stealing. And so we have to carry on suffering. It doesn't belong to nobody. It's like you want to use the electricity, the government wants to do a bill. You don't pay the bill, they'll cut it off. You're still in the fortune shop. debt. So we've accumulated so many debts in this world, and yet we carry on thinking, no, I'm being shut. We still remain with this, in this illusion, even though at every step we see that we're not in control. So this is the conclusion. After Krishna had explained so many things, he said, alright, not just explain this. I will take care of it. And Srila Prabhupada points out that when you come to that conclusion, that you actually accept that, then you can start becoming that person. Because what is Baba Dhamma? This is spotless prana. It's coming from Goloka. Goloka Premadana. It's not written into language. It's giving emotions to language. But if you have not understood the contents of Bhagavad Gita and the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, so they will look at me and say, I'm surrendered. Come. Now she asks him, please tell me, what is the real position between the fruit and the female, the spirit, the living entity? What we see? Supreme male and females. What is the real? That is what she's asking. This Bhagavatam is not a place for mental exercises. Not a place to try and become the controller of our knowledge. Oh, I know so many things about the Bhagavatam. I'll break it down and so on. No one can understand the Bhagavatam just as much as Krishna can not even understand himself. Each time he tries to appreciate himself, he expands more. We all know what happened to the fog who tried to expand himself. That will happen if you try to treat the Bhagavatam as simply a source of knowledge. And I can understand, so I'm such a clever person. I've got some titles, I've got this and that, I've been in the world for a long time. The Prabhupada said the first canto of Bhagavatam, everything was there for anyone to go back home to Godhead. Because that is the nature of Bhagavatam. If you have to stand there, sat down in Dhaka, in Bangladesh, for 3 months continuously, every day spoken the first spoken of Bhagavatam. Everything is here. Our Krishna is here, House of Seven is here, about the glorious nature is here. Each and every stroke of Bhagavatam is giving devotion. Look at Devahuti. But she needs to know how the original nature is working. Krishna is her son, sitting like this, the way he has an intimate parental relationship. Please explain to me the real relationship between yourself and myself. This is what the Shri is asking. So Prabhupada is so merciful in his purpose. He wants to give to everyone. Well, I do not qualify, but still, I'll explain it to you again. It's very simple. You're not this body. You have no connection to this material world. You're an eternal servant of Krishna. And as you go through the purpose of our ancestors again, and again, and again. And yet he wanted to give Bhagavatam to everyone. So much so, he came to the canto first. This is unheard of among the acharyas. Who is qualified to immediately take the 10th canto? It's unheard of. He came to give Radha Krishna service. So much he tries to explain the issue on this body, but actually just engaging in relationships. And for that devotional service, what do you need? You don't need so much knowledge how the universe is working, this and that. You don't need anything, just a simple faith. We have nothing to do with this material world. Our real nature is the eternal servant of Krishna. And Krishna very clearly says, Sarvabhauman Vikshaka, that he will take care of everything. All your debts to the sun and so many finished. You don't have to worry about it. Use the stone of chanting Hare Krishna for tasting Krishna prasad. Use his hands for doing service to Krishna. Use everything around you in the service of the Lord. And all the very same personalities who were before were trying to extract taxes from you wanted to become the servant of God. He's using my sunlight, he's using the light to serve Krishna. That means now my life and heat is perfected. So it says demigods are following the footsteps of the great Vaishnavas, anxious to render some service. Prakriti herself, anxious to render service. All the expansion of Prakriti, anxious to render service. Why? Right? Because you're engaging in Krishna service. We have to try to understand just how simple Krishna consciousness is. Yes, there are volumes and volumes of books. You can go on and on for lifetime after lifetime, studying so many Puranas and Puranas, so many commentaries and stuff, on and on and on. But if you never understood that you have to surrender to Krishna and engage in his service. So now I'm moving. Maharaj, Sanatana Goswami is written a wonderful commentary on the Bhagavatam. We have Bhagavatam in it. First shows Narada Muni moving here and there. Why is he moving here to the king? And he says, no, he's not interested. Who is the real servant? That's what he's looking for. And later on, Bhagavatam. Who is the most surrendered to Krishna? Savaram Bhagavatam Chacha. Because of my group, yes, they're surrendered to some degree. But they're not actually satisfying Govinda Madhya Purusha. They're not satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. So it goes on, I hold your fault for so many places. But he doesn't find that full surrender. Sadharama Purusha Dev. He doesn't find it. Then in Braja, when he sees the residents of Raja, they have understood. The very right place is to satisfy Krishna's not to analyze Krishna or his psychosis, control the estimate, has so many offenses. No, just because he's the most wonderful person, I want to surrender him more. And he never finishes. Even Srimati Radharani, she meets Krishna, spends some time with Krishna, they enjoy the various pastimes, and then they have to separate. And she immediately thinks, oh, my service was not satisfied, that's why I'm gaining this information. That we surrender more. Srimati Radharani is thinking that we surrender more. And one should never think God and see it. It doesn't happen. We can never come to that stage of suffering. Never. At least one can understand that, yes, this is what I have to do. Then everything else is understood. They were hooked into us and suddenly into what we're doing here. What is the relationship between Godhead, between Krishna and the human entity? Relationship is one complete surrender. And if you take on many different moves, a parental, a sakya, dasa, pandiko, and even within them there's so many subcategories. So everyone can fit somewhere. Everyone can fit somewhere. Simply we have to understand that we can never understand Krishna. Ram puts so many wonderful sweetmeats every day. She Krishna takes those, but he's still longing for more. So then she tries the next day to put something even better. And so it goes on. Krishna is never fully satisfied. That's his nature, that's how he is. And each one of us can experience that. We're trying to be in peace, we're trying to be in joy. Are you ever satisfied? Maybe sometimes you become exhausted because your body is full. So you pick up your head and up. Or you're back the next day. So if we're small living entities and never satisfied, what about Krishna? Billions and billions of gopis, billions and billions of cowboys, all trying to satisfy him day and night. Yet he's always looking for the wishes of his minds. What to do? To just try to surrender more and more and more. Krishna will be attracted by our intense desire to satisfy. I remember to engage in the practical tradition of the Hindu. This is what we have to come to. Full surrender. Some intellectual understanding of what you are surrendered at. You get up from the body bag, do some circumstances and that. Full surrender, we will know that there's full surrender. Because we'll never feel satisfied. We'll always feel that there's something back. I could have done more, I could have done more. Could please Krishna. What is always in anxiety? Always in anxiety. How to satisfy. As long as we want to really enjoy it, study someone to try to understand. When you're fortunate enough to come in contact with that Vaishnava, you can point out you're not happy because you're not satisfied. Everything can be utilized in Krishna's service. Whether it's knowledge, whether it's cooking, whether it's playing an instrument or whatever. But as long as we're thinking, oh, I have to do the best of this, so everyone will notice me. Like we need Chaitanya Vedanta, we need one person, be the best pujari, the most learned person, speak to masses. As long as that desire is there, there's no permission for me. So now how is it going to be satisfying to Krishna? Krishna won't even actually get to see it. Because his devotees are protecting him. Once you come to Krishna, then you have to be fully surrendered. Then the Lord is all that you talk, he's fine, fine, so Krishna. So they won't be putting this question. One question is this. See so many, oh, this question, that question. There is only one question. What is my relationship with Krishna? How to satisfy Krishna? Instead of, how can I control my mind? No, how can I get free from this levels of consideration? You cannot. Come. You may write some more words. You can never really control of the mind, the body, or anything else. And when that Vaishnava reveals secrets, temple and the knowledge of the healing makes will come. You have to go out and preach, and Krishna will build the knowledge of Shastras. How to convince the living entities that they are wasting their time. You have to do the puja knowledge and build how to do it. It is taking the mood of service. As soon as I think, oh yeah, I'm the best. I know. Then it's all useless. There's no difference if you sit down and speak on a bathtub for 24 hours continuously or 2 minutes, but if you're not able to point out the essence of a bathtub which is service to Krishna, which is to satisfy Krishna's senses, and what use of so many stories and so many shop in one go. conception that we enjoy, and not the creation. As long as this misconception is there, that I'm the creation, I'm the enjoyer, then you can never understand it. How is it possible? You want to understand Krishna, you can have Krishna. It's only from the platform of surrender that we can understand Krishna. Channel down is that we're serving Krishna. As much as heat is the eternal nature of the fire. Until we can understand that, and whatever else we can have understood, we haven't understood. However much we can describe it. Oftentimes we stop this. Jnana Vishwa. Jnana Vishwa. What are these? It's not what Bodhi Chandra is here. Every day Bodhi Chandra sits down and listens to the Bhagavatam. Eternally. Why? Because it's Krishna. And it's yours. Mustn't get sidetracked with just a book of knowledge. Just a book of how to get benefits. Of course, everything is there. Probably you'll never see Krishna there in the face of the Bhagavatam as long as you won't be interested to explain it. Or let him get knowledge, let him get combination about it. You'll never see Krishna. Some people say, oh, we'll rise to Vaikuntha. Why would anyone in their right mind want to go to Vaikuntha? Who is the leading devotee in Vaikuntha? That's Sri Devi. And she wants to go to Goloka. She's performing austerity, so I want to serve Krishna. So if she's not satisfied there, why would you be? Sarvam Krishna. Right here it says, Sarvam. And Krishna appears to manifest in this world, and Vajidam manifests in this world, and Krishna is seen there, and all the avatars coming into his body, but they're anxious to render service. All forms of God, many forms of God. All Lakshmis they come, anxious to render service. All the great devotees of the different avatars have come with the opportunity. Because Krishna Bhakti is so rare, and yet it's easily available for now. It doesn't seem to be rare. Don't you tell me, broken over the storehouse. Nityananda Advaita Acharya distributed. Shivas Thakur has shown how to drink that up. Such a rare opportunity, never before seen. And yet, even that was not the rarest. Then Rupa Goswami distributed the most rare thing, which was intimate service.
Thank you.
competition. So many groups of cultures, so many groups of cowboys, they're all competing with each other to satisfy Krishna, to get his attention. There's millions and billions and billions of flowers in the forest of Vrindavan. They're all trying to smell the nicest, to look the nicest, just to attract Krishna. It's a big competition. And Uddhava went there, came back and was in Buddha. What do I do? I can become a blade of grass, maybe I'll get the dust of these grasses on my head, maybe the dust will flow on me, the cow's milk will drop on me, and then maybe I'll start to get some mood without a satisfaction. Comments? Yes?
It's
easy to satisfy by the devotions. But you always want more. It's not so easy. It's simple to satisfy him. Yes, I can understand that. It's simple to satisfy. Dada was pointing out that my Krishna is satisfied just by the flowers and roots and simple things. Easy to satisfy if you know how. Bhagavad Gita means on the side. Simplicity. One of the qualities of Krishna. Doesn't want to make it complicated. Too much knowledge can destroy them. Yourself so requires certain knowledge and perfect that knowledge to the service of everybody. Whatever else you need to know, we will do it by Krishna. As the one who wrote in Vrindavan went to Sri Prabhupada's garden, which he was singing, they said, I said, Prabhupada didn't want to go to Shabbat, and he said, but I couldn't. And I read your books every day for a little while, and I just can't get my sins down. I've got sins. What service do you do? Father, I go up and just read your books. He said, oh, you understood everything! And then he started talking about the Lord Chaitanya, and now he said, you have to do it in person.
I don't know.
So right now is I have to be strong enough to put my pocket down into the world and pull the water out of the tent. This is all I want to do, so I can come back. Otherwise she sits there learning all these other things, you know how to do this like it was good. And if you do see my father,